Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings. The holiday season's in full swing, and with both pro and college football seasons entering the playoff push, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, wants to put you in the center of the action. If you haven't tried it yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss what DraftKings Sportsbook has to offer. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new customers are covered up to $100. That's right. You bet. They cover with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. So don't miss out on Sunday night's pivotal matchup between bitter division rivals. Get in on all of the action now. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code KSN when you sign up and get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook, ensuring Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. New customers can bet this Sunday risk-free up to $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Must be physically located in Pennsylvania. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Ross, are you ready for the questions?
I am.
All right, let's do a real quickie. Lee from Mount Lebanon wants to know, hi, Ross, are you going to announce the PIAA championship games this weekend? I really enjoy listening to those games last year.
Unfortunately, I am not. I appreciate the question. You know, because of the changes to the PIAA football schedule because of COVID, it's obviously Thanksgiving weekend this year. And I've got Ravens Steelers Thursday night. And then more importantly, I've got Kent State and Buffalo on Saturday for CBS Sports Network in the game of the year. And I have to get up to Buffalo for COVID testing, et cetera, for CBS, which is, you know, one of my main jobs. So I will not, usually the PIAA games aren't until after college football is kind of done, but obviously this year that's changed drastically. So I believe this will be the first time in 10 years, Jim, that I'm not calling the PIAA state championship games. And wouldn't you know, it's the second time in school history that my high school's in it, Jim. The first time in 10 years, I'm not doing the state championship games. And, you know, we've got my high school's in it. But I'll just say this. I am so, so thankful for the PIAA and for them giving these young men this opportunity that they're able to play for these state championships, because I feel like, you know, they've formed some lifelong memories. And no matter what happens for any of these games, any of these teams or my high school, or even if they lose, at least they won't have that what if. You know, at least they'll know that they were able to go out and do everything they could.
And I think Penn State 2022 quarterback recruit Bo Prabula is in the state championship game, correct?
He is, and they play St. Joe's Prep, which has Kyle McCord going to Ohio State. That is Saturday night, and I highly recommend you watch that. If you're down on Penn State right now, and I know a lot of people are, I would say watch Bo Prabula, and I think you'll get a little excited. He is really, really fun to watch.
Well, that whole 22 class looks pretty good. All right, let's move on to the next question, Ross. Kevin from Milwaukee says, hey, Ross, it's mind-boggling that Penn State never runs a jet sweep, a reverse, a counter, a bootleg, or even play action. Franklin was asked a couple years ago about going under center to cure short yardage failures, and he gave a stubborn answer saying, it's just something that's not in the offense. Are you telling me that just because they're an RPO offense that they can't implement a play action play in the playbook?
Well, no, they can do play action out of shotgun. You know, they can do an RPO type play or a play action out of shotgun. They don't need to be under center for that. But I will tell you, you know, in fairness, my you know, Princeton, where I played, they've been so successful in short yardage, and they don't go under center. You know, they usually have the quarterback run it out of the gun, and they're pretty successful with that. So I think Penn State should maybe look at some of the things they do, number one. Then number two, the other thing I would tell you, Jim, is, you know, Iowa had a third and short in the game. They ran a quarterback sneak and got it by a yard and a half. I mean, they just plowed forward for a yard and a half for a first down. I believe quarterback sneak is the best short yardage play there is. But I guess Penn State, they just don't feel like they rep under center enough to feel comfortable doing that, I suppose. But, man, I don't know. I'd like to see them try, because it's it would be much better to watch than what they've done recently.
All right. Next up, Russ, we're going to do a triple header here. Three questioners asking similar questions, but with a little twist to it. Steve from Chicago. Russ, someone needs to be fired this season. The offense is terrible, and someone needs to be held accountable. Bill from Easton also says, with this play calling being so bad, it's time to find a new offensive coordinator. Now, contrary to that, Mike from Harrisburg says, when will the fans realize that the constant coaching carousel is part of the problem? So what say you, Ross? Do we need more coaching turnover, or do we need more coaching consistency?
Yeah, so definitely I would say the latter, right? So I think one of the biggest issues with Penn State this year is that you had the D-line coach, the O-line coach, the receivers coach, and the offensive coordinator all came in this offseason. There was no spring ball. There was sort of an abbreviated training camp, and they really didn't get a lot of time to implement their techniques and their scheme. And I think it shows up. It doesn't look like either quarterback is comfortable with what they're running right now, or is as comfortable as they were a year ago. The offensive line has regressed a little bit. The defensive line has regressed a lot, a lot. And I don't know if that's one of the reasons why they said Sean Spencer was so great, but they've certainly regressed a lot on the defensive side of the ball, defensive line. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they make a position coach change here or there, but I don't think that it should be I think they need continuity and to allow these guys to learn these schemes and these techniques as opposed to just getting rid of them.
Okay, I'm going to do another double question here for you, Ross. Tony from Philadelphia says, assuming this ever happened to you and your offensive line, if after two series you and your line are getting physically beat, what do you do about it? And Kurt from Orfield says, this past winter I was encouraged by comments made by Dwight Gault, and I believed our offensive line was going to be incredibly physically strong. Now I see they can't road grade anybody in order to get a first down on short yardage. Was I duped, or is it all technique shortcomings? So both of them asking about that offensive line.
Yeah. I think that they've moved some guys around. I think that they are trying some different techniques, and I think that they're changing the offense a little bit. And certainly it's hard to look at these guys and feel like any of them have gotten better or made strides. But part of that is they're behind in games and they're trying to throw it all the time. Whereas last year, that wasn't really the case. They usually had the lead most of the time last year. And I do think that that makes a big difference and has a big impact on what they're doing. So that's what jumped out to me. Is, you know, it's been the same script, Jim, I feel like every game, right? I mean, they have turnovers and they get overwhelmed in the first half. They fall behind by quite a bit. Then they scramble to come back and maybe make it close. Maybe they don't. I mean, I feel like I watch the same game every week.
It does feel that way. It really does. So I don't know what they could do to change it. And you could tell the frustration from James Franklin when his press conferences, he doesn't have any answers. All right. Jerry from Arlington says, reviewing the Pro Football Focus evaluations for this year, Penn State linebacker ratings have been dismal. How do you explain it when you play this season with 3 5-stars and 2 4-star linebackers that were expected to be one of the best units in the Big Ten?
Yeah, I would describe it by saying that they're not that experienced. You know, I know they played, but Micah Parsons and Jan Johnson got most of the reps last year, and Cam Brown. I mean, you know, I know they're talented, but the three linebackers most of the time last year were Jan Johnson, Micah Parsons, and Cam Brown. So Smith, Luketa, this is really their first time playing. Curtis Jacobs, whoever. And then the D-line in front of them is not playing well. And these are guys that are not very experienced at the linebacking core, and they're doing a really poor job of getting off of blocks. A really poor job getting off of blocks. I think maybe they'd be better if they could just run free, run and hit, but that's not the nature of what's going on, and it makes their jobs harder when the defensive line is getting knocked back as much as they are.
All right, next up is Dave from Pennsburg. Ross, isn't it time for Penn State to do what every other ruthless program in the country does and find the best available transfer quarterback out there and hand him the keys for next year?
I mean, I think that they'll be open to it, but usually there's a reason why a guy's transferring. And are you sure that the guys that are available are going to be better than what you have right now? You know, than what you currently have. You know, you'll have Levis and Clifford, you know, both with time in Shiraka's system, or some other guy who comes in. I don't know how you know that he's going to be any better than what you already have, unless it's like Justin Fields or someone like that. But those guys don't grow on trees, and they're kind of hard to get. So I don't know. I mean, I certainly think that they'll be open to it, but I don't know that it's as easy as he's making it out to be.
There's not a lot of Justin Fields type quarterbacks out there. All right, that's it for quarter number 3. Thank you so much, Ross, and have a great Thanksgiving weekend. In quarter number 4, we get Andy and Bob back. Stay tuned.
DraftKings Sportsbook is ensuring all new customers are covered with risk-free betting up to $100 on all of Sunday's action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, must be physically located in Pennsylvania, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.